marijuana emerges as an issue in the race for Michigan's next attorney general.
One Democratic candidate is playing catch-up to the other.
Don't criticize it.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Legalize it, yeah.
So Patrick Miles has taken a position on legalization of marijuana in Michigan.
He said last week, upon further reflection, that he's for it.
Previously, he would not take a position.
I would say whatever the voters decide, I'm going to enforce the law.
Conversely, Dana Nessel has been very pro-marijuana from the get-go.
I absolutely support legalization of marijuana.
Democrats Miles and Nessel are running to become Michigan's next attorney general. They appeared separately on public television's Off the Record program.
Nessel, an attorney, is a hero of the LGBT rights movement for her work to legalize same-sex marriage, although she has also feuded with elements of her own movement.
Miles was an Obama-appointed official who served for 6.5 years as the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Michigan.
Until now, the race has largely been a battle of resumes.
But it appears the issue of marijuana is now on the map.
The landscape has changed. Support for legalization is growing.
10 years ago, 63% of voters approved Michigan's medical marijuana law.
In 2014, according to an Epic MRA survey, half the state's voters favored full legalization.
That number is now up to 61%, compared to 35% opposed.
The legalization movement is both organized and well-funded.
Petition signatures have been turned in to put the question of marijuana legalization on the November ballot.
And Patrick Miles has another problem.
Which is that as U.S. attorney, he prosecuted people for marijuana violations.
Most notably, the Okemos 7, a group of medical marijuana growers who thought they were complying with the state law and an Obama-era policy. But Miles' office sent them to federal prison.
That is not sitting well with Michigan marijuana advocates.
Now, we will see how big of an issue this is at the state Democratic convention next month.
That's when delegates will get together and decide who the Democratic nominee for attorney general should be.
In Democratic politics, marijuana has become a bit of a proxy for progressive bona fides in a state won by Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary.
And because nominees for attorney general are decided by convention delegates, not primary voters, both Nessel and Miles need to appeal to the progressive wing of the party.
Now, last week, Nessel won the endorsement of a major group pushing to legalize marijuana in the state.
But you talk to folks in and out of Lansing, they say this is still a race.
There is still a month to go before party diehards meet at April's convention.
Marijuana may or may not be the be-all, end-all deciding factor.
But it will help indicate whether Michigan Democrats are a more centrist or a more progressive party at this point.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.